Hello there, and thanks for joining us again here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver in this week's edition of Health Empowerment with yours truly, Peter Shad, and Croft Woodruff. Hello, Croft.
Hello, Peter. How are you this fine morning?
It is always nice spending Sunday morning with you. Cup of coffee. We got the triathlon happening in town, so there's going to be a lot of sore bodies a little bit later on, and the Grand Chapiteau is going up just over across the way from us, so summertime is almost here, and it's a wonderful time of the year. We're going to talk about a lot of health-oriented issues because this program is designed to empower you to make great health decisions and take control of your own health without the side effects. And on today's show, a little update on Bill C-51. Some interesting things happening there in Ottawa. Any quick little preview, Croft?
Well, it seems that the government is trying to pull a Sandy on us by putting this bill forward on the table. And all I can say is that people have to renew their efforts to insist to their MPs that any MP that votes for this bill is going to be a target for getting defeated in the next election, whenever that occurs.
We're also going to introduce you to Dr. Zaid Ratanzi and talk about hyperbaric oxygen therapy some more. And he's an expert in this field. And in fact, he's the one that you'll see when you win the free hyperbaric oxygen therapy sessions at the end of this program when we have our promotional giveaway. Croft's Natural Health News of the Week is coming up, too. We're going to talk about the magic of magnesium coming up just a little bit later on. Right now, though, we're going to chat with the clinical director of Omira Health Center, which is the great place that sponsors this show. I'll give you their telephone number throughout the program. 983-HEAL is the telephone number, 983-4325. And you can find out more at omira.ca because they are getting ready for their big grand opening. And let's chat now with a fellow you've heard on this program before, and you'll hear him again as well. It's the clinical director, Dr. Stephen Tyers. Hello, doctor.
Hey, how you doing?
Terrific, and obviously you're very busy. How are things coming there at Omira?
Oh, we're getting ready to open up. We've had a lot of people coming in. I've been exceptionally busy doing consultations, getting everybody ready for the opening of the center. It's been really exciting and really time-consuming.
Well, one of my spies who actually went up there very recently was extremely impressed with the facility and the quality of the people that were there. And so she was really, really thrilled, and I'm sure that a lot of people will be thrilled when you're open. Our theme this segment here, doctor, is, what does your doctor not want you to know? And, there's lots of therapies and supplements and treatments that are outside what we call the allopathic. Is that how you say it? Allopathic medicine model. So what don't doctors want you to know?
Well, it's an interesting question. You know, a lot of doctors get into the field of healthcare because they want to help. They want to be healers. And it's unfortunate that the forum that they're in doesn't allow them to educate. You know, doctor in Latin means teacher. But the way that our system's set up, the doctors don't get a chance to teach. And if we could teach the public about simple ways to keep themselves healthy, it would take a lot of pressure off of the medical system. And a lot of the theories that are out there as far as pharmaceutical dominance of the system and medical doctors being under the scrutiny of the powers that be, you know, it doesn't facilitate for a lot of education. So we have a population that's pretty big in Canada, and unfortunately we don't have a medium to educate those people on how to stay healthy.
Is it fair to say, doctor, that here in North America we treat the symptoms rather than treating the actual, you know, cause of the problems?
Absolutely. You know, I have a lot of friends that are medical doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths. It doesn't matter what kind of training you've got. If you're a doctor in practice, everybody comes in expecting for a quick fix. And there isn't a forum for us to be able to teach people about, you know, if you don't want to get sick, these are the ways to stay healthy. Everybody walks into the grocery store. We're buying foods that are devitalized. We're nutrient deficient. We're high stress. We're go, go, go. We never have a chance to get enough sleep, get enough oxygen, drink the right kind of water, and we never have a chance to really evaluate where we need to focus on our body to keep ourselves fine-tuned.
He's Dr. Stephen Tyers from Omira Health Center here on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And the telephone number at Omira is 983-HEAL, 983-4325. And you could read more on the website at omira.ca. Omira is spelled O-M-I-R-A. Well, Dr. Tyers, Croft Woodruff is here, of course, as he always is. So let's start with some of these alternative therapies and other ways of treating problems, and not just treating symptoms, but we'll start with orthomolecular medicine, which is Croft's of course, bag. And how important is this, Croft? I mean, if you don't have this, does it matter what else you have?
Well, it is a matter of the right molecule for the right condition, you might say, or your cells cannot function unless they have access to vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and other factors. And there's a whole new field out there about phytochemicals. They're talking now about the red coloring matter that we find in members of the rose family, which includes blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, that sort of thing, and other colored vegetables and fruit. All of these play an important role in our health and well-being. So, yes, orthomolecular means the right molecule for the right situation, where, unfortunately, allopathic medicine, that's basically pharmaceutical medicine, focuses on toxic molecular. In other words, they try to stimulate the body or moderate it or somehow influence by using a toxin, a poison, rather than promote healing. And that's where, well, people like Linus Pauling, who coined orthomolecular, and scientists and physicians such as Dr. Abe Hoffer went in a different direction, looking at nutrients as a part of the whole picture of having better health, not just physical health, but mental health and well-being.
He's Croft Woodruff. You're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Center. Dr. Stephen Tyers is on the phone. And, you know, with orthomolecular medicine, doctor, we also get into preventative measures that you have at the clinic now, which are these fantastic devices, the DM06, and, of course, your bio-organ scan, which is a great way of figuring out which parts of your body are not as efficient as they probably should be.
Well, that's right. You know, we can have the willingness to be proactive and to take responsibility for our health care. But if we're just basing it on what we read in magazines, see on TV, even here on the radio, we don't know if that's specific to us. You know, Croft brings up a good point. All the different vegetables out there that have different foods have different nutrients, and science is getting really good at identifying them. But we have people like Croft out there that are experts, beyond experts, so knowledgeable that they can sit down and say, hey, let's get down to basics. Let's look at the diet. Let's look at what we're putting into the body and how the body's responding. We're doing the same things that we used to do 100 years ago before everybody started to rely on medicine. Now, I'm one of the first people to stand up and say, hey, if I have a problem and I need intervention, I'm ecstatic that modern medicine is as good as it is. But we can't be putting the pressure on our medical doctors out there trying to do the best that they can and put them in a role of being proactive. The system's not set up for that. So what we do is we use simple screening tool like the BioScan. Everybody comes in, there's no radiation, takes about half an hour, and we figure out where the person's strengths and weaknesses are. So then when I run a scan and I can figure out what somebody needs, it's simple. I turn them over to Croft. Croft just, hey, look at the diet and say, these are the things that you need to fix these problems. This is where your body needs attention. We get very specific and we target all of the therapies and all of the nutrients towards the patient's needs, not just putting somebody on a blanket program, and hopefully, you know, we can make a difference.
And additionally, of course, we'll be looking at what kind of pharmaceuticals they are on, because it is well known now that we have a problem with drug-induced nutrient depletion. Specific drugs can do some pretty heavy damage. That's why Vioxx caused problems with heart attacks, because, and that goes for Celebrex and other anti-inflammatories, they deplete the body of B vitamins, most specifically folic acid, vitamin B12, and vitamin B6.
You know, that's a good example of the deficiencies in our healthcare system. You know, everybody wants to go to the doctor. Doctors do the best they can. They work with the tools they have at hand. They give you a prescription to try to offset the problem that they're seeing. But they're not trained to deal with what nutrients are going to become deficient because of the pharmaceuticals. The doctors don't have time to go into that, and the system's not set up for that. But if you're on a medication, you need to take the effort and see somebody like Croft come in and get a scan and figure out how you can amplify the benefits of that medication, offset some of the downside, and move forward in your health regeneration.
Dr. Steve Tyers joins Croft Woodruff and yours truly here on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Center at 983-HEAL. You're going to need that number at the end because both of these two individuals will be involved in the promotional giveaway. You've got Croft with a consultation, and then you've got the organ scan with Dr. Tyers. So keep the number handy. It's 983-HEAL, 983-4325. Omira.ca is the website address. A couple of other quick little therapies. We're going to talk about hyperbaric oxygen therapy later with Dr. Zaid Ratanzi there, Dr. Tyers. But what about vitamin C IVs and chelation therapy? Why don't you fill us in on those real quick?
Well, you know, most people have a problem with diet, as Croft can attest, and we have a problem in the society about, you know, building fat plaque inside the arteries, developing heart disease. We work too hard, have high anxiety, lack of exercise. You know, the story keeps going on and on. But there are scientifically proven therapies that people can access that can offset the downside of atherosclerosis, that can be used in part of your regular lifestyle routine to offset the negativities. You know, we have to realize that we're living in an urban center. There's toxins everywhere. We're driving our bodies harder than we ever have. If we don't take measures to support it and rely on science and educated people to give you guidance, you're just waiting for someone to light the fuse, and you've got a ticking time bomb inside. It doesn't make sense to sit back and wait for something to happen when you know that today's society, the way that we live, is driving our bodies into disrepair. There's more cancer, more heart disease, more problems out there, more diabetes than we've ever had before, even though we're pouring millions of dollars into research. It comes down to basics. Figure out what your body needs, get a scan done, sit down with someone like Croft, get your nutritional, dietary stuff put together, manage your health in an educated fashion, and that's what Omira is trying to provide. And access a forum for people to come in, figure out what they need, and get it.
I'm going to go up there one day with a hidden microphone and go through the process just to see how easy it is and how quick it is, and also see how rough a shape I'm in, which will probably be the verdict at the end. But Dr. Tyers, thanks again for joining us as always, and do we have a countdown to the grand opening?
Well, it's contractor dependent, so we'll see how it goes. But I'm sure that by the middle of summer here, if summer ever really happens and manifests, we'll be ready to go. You know, we've had a lot of people coming in for consults. We've got a lot of people waiting to come in, and it's just an amazing thing. The excitement is incredible. People are calling up every day saying, when are you open? When can I come in? There's a lot of people out there taking the initiative, and I'm really happy and proud to be a part of this because I really feel that what we're doing is going to change healthcare in Canada for the better.
Well, we'll get more updates from you as we continue on with this program. And, yeah, getting a contractor in Vancouver, not the easiest thing right now. Thanks so much, Dr. Tyers.
Thank you.
In just a moment, we'll continue with Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Croft's going to fill us in on what he's heard from Bill C-51 and some interesting rumblings out of Ottawa. And I'll get his take on chelation therapy and how it works when we continue. You're listening to Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Centers at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. More in just a moment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver.